Weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. And online at KBUR.com.
And good morning. And Dr. Michael Ash, the president of Southeastern Community College, is joining me. We're doing a somewhat abbreviated show. He had a meeting that ran long, but that's meetings last when they last. That's what
that's
happens.
Loud.
We're talking about Southeastern Community College and graduation time coming up days, literally just days away.
Just days away, and we're the campus is abuzz with. Of course, you have the students who are trying to finish up. They've got their last papers due. They have exams to finish. But there's still a buzz in the campus for and across the college for graduation. It's my favorite time of the year, and I have a lot of different opportunities to address students, and I've had two in the last 2 days, and I've got some more yet this week. But it's exciting time because students are getting ready to step across that stage and move into the next chapter.
Well, we were talking about, you and I were talking just before we went on, about careers and how I started out in college, I was going to be a pharmacist, and it took one semester of organic chemistry to tell me, maybe this one isn't for me, and a lot of other things. But, I think you don't know. You really don't know where you're going to go. I think, but you do find out by trial and error. I think that's what happens, isn't it?
Yes, it does. It happens that way for most everybody. And my story is that I went into education because I didn't know what else to do, and I had two male fifth grade teacher and a sixth grade male teachers, and they were very instrumental in my life. And so I thought, well, I'll be a teacher. So my goal was to be the greatest sixth grade teacher the world had ever known. That's how I started out. And I went off to school, and I got a four-year elementary education degree. And then I went to fill out the application for a job and found out how little teachers made. And I just handed the application back and said, thanks, but no. And so I'm still in education, but a little different feel, a little bit different flow. And thinking back on it at times, I think maybe I would have made a good businessman, or maybe as we talked earlier, the possibility of being a lawyer. And so I considered those
after fact. Once I gave up on pharmacy, I actually had two career paths that it was either going to be a history professor at a major university, or I was going to be a lawyer. And I didn't I ended up being very good in both of them, but I didn't end up, taking,
you've had a very successful life in career in radio.
You know, the interesting thing is that it is, somebody said, I had a triple major, history, sociology, and political science. And, it was, he said, what do you do with something like that? I said, well, it means you have a knowledge of a number of things, and you can talk to anybody about anything. And so there is a certain parallel in that. But, I think the fact is these students that are graduating, you've got three different graduations. You have what was called a high sec now. That is high school equivalency.
Correct.
And then you have your, that's, I believe, on the 10th. And then on the 12th, you have... you have one of your two graduations taking place, and that'll be, is that at Memorial Auditorium? Is that one?
Well, the one on the 12th, May 12th, is at the Memorial Auditorium, and we have to navigate that construction zone down there.
Yeah.
But the day before, on May 11th, we'll be doing the Keokuk campus graduation, and we actually are doing it, plan to do it outdoors, as we did last year, on the Keokuk campus, and it was a lovely setup and just a wonderful ceremony. They're right on a very beautiful campus there in Keokuk. But this year, it went so well then that we're repeating it again at Keokuk with a backup plan with the Grand Theater. Here, we don't really have a backup plan. So we're hopeful that we can navigate all of the construction that's down there, because we're going to have thousands of people trying to get in that facility.
You've had the last 2 years have been the most unusual 2 years. I'm sure they've been the most unusual years for anyone in any field, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And I remember our first run-in with the COVID, and as we were, that was in March, and we had graduation scheduled for May, and nothing was available. We didn't cancel it, but we postponed it. Mm-hmm. We just didn't know exactly when. And we actually asked the students what they wanted to do, and the students said, no, we want graduation in person. So we worked diligently to be able to provide that, and we spaced everybody out, wore masks, all that kind of thing. So where we're at now with this graduation coming up is no masks required, but masks encouraged.
Right.
And there will be no social distancing required, so families can – a graduate can bring – all the people they want to enjoy the graduation.
It's as close to, well, you're really, if you're not totally normal, you're very close to it.
Very close. And I mean, we're mostly walking as if it's normal.
Yeah.
Our events, our activities, our meetings. Now, we still have some Zoom meetings with people who are just down the hallway from us.
Right.
Where we might be in the past may have been meeting as a full group in one room. And that's okay. But at the same time, most everything else is back to normal.
Now, you have those graduations going on, but you have so many other programs. There could be, they might be a six-month program, but they could be of any length. To get training specifically right. For specific jobs and specific careers, is that right?
Exactly so, yes. And we call those short-term certificates. And then those short-term certificates, and that's a mouthful to say, can be stackable credentials. So they could stop with that one certificate, or they could keep going and just add each as they go along, another certificate, until they actually have a degree.
Okay, if you had to estimate, and maybe you have hard facts on it, those who have a two-year AA degree from SCC, how many of those move on to get higher degrees, basically a Bachelor of Science, Bachelor of Arts, or either and then perhaps beyond that to mm-hmm. To a master's or even a PhD? Mm-hmm. How many keep moving up?
Well, let's start with a split of about 60-40. So
okay.
About 40% of our students are in the career track, so their career technical education. So they're generally
okay.
Speaking in a two-year program preparing to go into the marketplace and work.
Right, okay.
And then the balance then, the 60%, are those who are in the AA or AS program.
Right,
and,
okay.
And probably about 60% of those then go on immediately out of our college to a four-year school, and so we're pleased with that. Now our students do really well at the next level, and so much so that we were at one point receiving a data report from the Regents that really showed our students doing extremely well.
Well, the nursing program is your largest program that you have in
yes.
the college. And they have, there's a number of career paths that they have as well, aren't there?
Yes. They can get a CNA, which is working most of the time. They're working with extended care units and working with elderly or people who are at rehab type of programming, or they can continue on and get a practical nurse degree and then pass their licensure exam and become LPNs, and then they can continue on in the ADN program, which is another year of nursing to prepare them for their test. To become an RN, a registered nurse.
Now, we talked about things becoming normal. Well, it hasn't been anything near normal at the hospital for 2 years.
No.
But are you pretty close to normal for the nursing program now?
Pretty close. And they have dropped, the hospital has dropped a lot of their requirements, and because COVID is certainly on the rescinding side of things. But they still, the hospital, some feedback just recently where the traveling nurses program is just eating the lunch of the budget for the hospital.
Okay.
And I think they told me something like it was $2.9 million this last
yeah.
month.
Well, the traveling nurses was a surging thing during the height of the pandemic, particularly. That's where it began. Mm-hmm. And nurses were making 5-10 times or more what they would be making as a rather in sort of a regular or a registered nurse at the and you need to have a nurse, you know, that can be there for every patient. You need to have a nurse that will be there to, otherwise you can't have somebody. The doctor can't go to do all the checking in on each patient.
Right. So those who actually stay, have overnight stays or have multiple day stays, have to have 24/7 coverage of those nurses.
Right.
So then you get into multiple nurses on a particular patient. So it's quite a demand, quite a heavy demand on the hospital and that's not my world, so I'm kind of speaking out of turn here a little bit, but that's why we've entered into this agreement with the hospital to try to help recruit more potential nurses for them.
Because the nurses shortage is what really socked the hospital.
Incredible.
Anyway, we're hoping for back to normal. We're hoping for real normal. We're going to take a break. We've got Dr. Michael Ash with us. We're going to talk more about some of the other things at SCC as we move from this year to next year, next school year.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
Y'all ready?
Did you guys see what the NFL did? Now apparently they're going to have a triple header on Christmas Day. So the one day the NBA could count on to have all the eyeballs on them, the NFL is deciding, you know, it's a Sunday. There's no regard for human life. The NFL still doesn't care.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe. Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8. On Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Out with the old and in with the blue. The blue skies, sunny days, and warm temperatures of spring, that is. Hi, I'm Bob Jern from Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning. Warm weather is here, and it's only going to get hotter as we roll from spring to summer. Your heater has done its job for the season, so now it's time to check out how that air conditioner is running. If it just needs a little patch up, give us a call. We can help it run a little smoother. But if it's on its last leg, don't worry. We can set you up with a new high-efficiency Amana air conditioner that'll keep you as cool as you need to enjoy the warm weather without overheating. Local utility companies are offering rebates of up to $780, so now is a great time to upgrade. For consistent temperatures in your home all year round, give us a call. Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer, serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. With 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
Sports injuries can happen to anyone while exercising. Whether you go to the gym four times a week or you're a weekend warrior, Orthopedics at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center knows your risk for a sports injury increases when you don't warm up first. Sprains, shoulder injuries, and shin splints are the most common. Play it safe. And when the unexpected happens, call Orthopedics at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in Fort Madison or West Burlington. Learn more at greatriverhealth.org.
Mortgages, remodeling projects, car loans, personal loans, I do it all. I'm Kristen with Danville State Savings Bank. Whether you want a better home, more reliable transportation, or even just to have more fun with a boat, a motorcycle, or a vacation, at Danville State Savings Bank, along with your good credit, I can make it happen. Come see me in New London. At Danville State Savings Bank, we are ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. Dr. Michael Ash, president of Southeastern Community College, is joining me. And back to normal, I guess, as close to normal. The current status of your agreement with Iowa Wesleyan University, how is that working out, and how many students, we were talking about students moving on, how many students actually move to continue on to Iowa Wesleyan now with your program?
Well, first of all, our agreement, our relationship with them is really strong. It's really going well. We have joint meetings between the two institutions, our administrative teams. So whatever questions, concerns, challenges, we're together, we're talking about those, we're working those out, making sure that we have good understanding. We're doing joint things together. We have some joint and shared positions. And we just recently sent two groups of kids, one from Wesleyan as well as some of our international students from our college, to to the mall up at
okay
up near Iowa City and okay. and so
Coral
so
they, Ridge that's Coral Ridge. Ridge
so they could shop and you know see the place maybe even ice skate if they wanted to
right
and that was really a fun trip for both groups to share together. So we're doing wonderful things together. Now, as far as your question about numbers of students who've transferred, so in the past, we've had maybe 3 to 5 students who've transferred to Wesleyan. We're now at, for this year, we're at 21 students who've transferred. And we have about, we have 13 that have committed already for this next fall. Beyond the 21, who is one of them that will graduate this year, but 20 that will continue, and then 13 new ones, and there are probably another 15 or 20 or so in the pipeline. They just have to make decisions or waiting to hear about financial aid and how much in the scholarships they're getting. So
well,
it's
I guess,
going really well.
Well, my wife and my two daughters both had 2 years at Southeastern Community College. My wife went on to Iowa Wesleyan and then got a teaching degree, and my daughter got a degree in psychology and is then became got then moved on to psychology from Iowa Wesleyan and then went to Iowa's Department of Human Services, and now she's working for a private firm that is providing services to the Iowa Department of Human Services. And my other daughter went to 2 years at SCC, but then ended up going to the University of Iowa. So it's so I've got I've had 4 women in my life. Three of them went to SCC.
There you go. Well, it really is a great place to start. Quality education. And I was saying just as we went off air that we have gotten reports from the Board of Regents on those transfers and how well they do. And our students do much better than the native students who start as freshmen at Iowa and Iowa State. And I think it was embarrassing for them. They stopped providing us with those data because our students did so well in completion, GPA, and getting completed in a timely manner, and getting the GPA and the number of credit hours that they were completing.
And don't forget about the economics. The economics just is pretty. Comparison is not even comparable.
No, and that is something for parents and students to understand and appreciate. Because they can walk away with a lot less debt, if any debt at all.
I think I told you that I could write the check I would write for a semester at Iowa at SCC would be about the same as I would for a month at a private school. Which is I encouraged everyone to go to SCC, but.
Well, thank you for doing that. And I just give a shout out to all of the folks who are listening that have kids or have grandkids. Yeah. They really seriously
economics,
need to look at.
Economics really does make sense.
And here's the formula that I provide is the quality of education plus the cost is going to give you a great value. And that is this, you match that up against anything.
Lessening debt is always a good thing.
Yes.
It is always a good
thing. And it would be different if the quality were really poor.
Yeah.
Or if the cost was really high, then the value would be diminished. But the quality is solid. Our kids transfer everywhere, and they're being successful all the way through dentistry and optometry. And I've got a young lady just starting this fall at Creighton University as in the program Doctor of Occupational Therapy. I have a young man from Keokuk who is in training or in taking his courses, and his plan is to go on to University of Iowa and become a medical doctor. So it happens, and it's great for our kids to be able to experience that, as well as for our parents to understand that there's great value here.
And you also get a chance to try things out, too,
exactly,
just like
so.
We were talking about yourself and myself. You don't know what you're going to do until you actually get immersed into it, right?
Okay.
We're talking also about now sports. You've had a successful year in sports as well. I know the basketball team was competitive, very competitive, right to the end. You had, I believe, I think, did you win? I believe you won the soccer. Didn't you win the junior college?
No,
the Iowa junior college?
We did win in Iowa. We qualified for nationals.
Right.
And we were one game away from winning that again.
And I believe the softball team has also been very
softball has
and
been
baseball
on
is
fire. Baseball hit a little slump, but they have come out of that, and they're winning games. They're sweeping series, weekend series, and from different colleges.
How big
and
of a deal? Really how big well. Of in recruiting athletes? How big of a deal is having a bubble?
Well, it's a really really big deal. It really is a big deal. And then the other thing too is that our baseball team plays at Community Field that's our home field, and so that is a big deal when you're recruiting potential baseball players. So we have some really really fine facilities, and we're adding a new student center that we hope will be online for us to use by July of 2023.
The music program has also Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream itself.
Yeah, that was
so
fantastic.
Yeah, I mean to say, these were things that weren't happening a decade ago.
No, I don't think so. And again, my philosophy is this: help people get where they want to get to, and then get out of the way and let them do it. And that's what we're doing. Like with Dr. Pappas, he came. He's a very very talented musician and music instructor, but he really felt it was important to bring yet another avenue for the musicians. Maybe they weren't going to be performers, maybe they weren't going to be teachers, but they could write digital music and sell it to radios,
right,
and to film and TV.
And he's also working with his wife, who happens to be the executive director of the Arts Center of Burlington. So I mean, it's a
very artistic family.
The artistic part of the family is obviously doing well.
So we are experiencing some really great things happening. And we've signed agreements with Toyota for Auto Tech, and we're working on another deal with them on auto collision.
$10 million grant from
Great River Health, and it's just fantastic stuff happening.
These are things. Is there any major building program that you have coming up, or a major project that you've got coming up?
Well, we have a big hole in the ground right now by the gymnasium on the west side, and that'll be the student center.
Okay.
And then we're also finishing up, in the midst of developing a track and soccer complex that'll be just further west, just east of the Millennium Hall. So.
All right, and you've got classes all through the summer. I know you've got summer school classes through the summer. And the next, is there the fall semester? Do you have a date on that?
I believe it's generally speaking mid-August, maybe the 20th or so. It's whatever that Monday is, the third week in August.
And again, it is SEC. It's changed a lot since you've been here, hasn't it?
It has, and I'm proud of all the hard work of the team, all the members of the team, whether they're faculty, staff, administration, the board members, they've all really worked well together, and we've accomplished much.
And the pandemic? I declared it a month ago. I declared it over.
I know.
I'm not the CDC, and I'm not a politician.
Well, I'm going to receive it because I'm with you. Everybody I've spoken with is just really sick of it and tired of it. And again, we recognize it was real.
Yes.
It was real. It took its toll. In some cases, still taking some toll, but a lesser toll than what we experienced.
Well, and it took it, and we learned more as we didn't really know what was going on. And
right.
I think the fear base that we had was probably the dominant factor that was going on.
Yes.
So anyway, Dr. Michael Ash, thank you very much. This is, by the way, I will not be seeing this summer. We give you summers off, okay?
Thank you.
We'll see you back in August, though,
all
okay?
Right.
All right.
We'll be ready. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great summer.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye.